Blog Talk Radio.
Live. Worldwide. Deliverance. With your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next few minutes, Jay will be exploring the unknown,
the strange,
and the supernatural.
Ready or not,
you are about to experience deliverance.
It's been some amazing days of ministry here in Southern California as we are seeing souls set free and healed by Jesus Christ. Not only people are being liberated from evil spirits, but they're also having the high honor of entering into God's heavenly throne room, and experiencing His wonders, His glories, and His joys, His peace, His love, His power, His presence. And this is what I live for, my friends. Souls being set free, healed, entering into the highest of heavens, entering into the very throne room of Abba. This is what I live for. Crushing evil. Crushing evil in the name of Jesus Christ. And seeing souls ascend into the third heaven. Entering into the third heaven, we are truly seeing souls being rescued and seeing families transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. Recently, in another area of the country, we conducted ministry sessions. They were extremely powerful. We ministered to a family. In particular, the wife. Many thanks to the husband who took authority. I was very, very happy to see him take authority as the head of the wife, which, by the way, caused everything to kind of work smoothly. The first demon that surfaced was named Jezebel, and we've been dealing with a host of Jezebels, spirits of Jezebel, here in Southern California in our meetings. And when we were conducting this private session, more Jezebel surfaced. There's 12 of us, Jezebel revealed to me. We torture her. We lie to her. We cause her pain. We were able to enter her bloodline hundreds of years ago because her family conducted treason against the king of Spain. Now, that's interesting. The Jezebel spirits were able to enter this bloodline, this woman's bloodline, because there was treason. Treason. Her family committed treason against the king of Spain hundreds of years ago. Now, this is very interesting. For in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, the Apostle Peter tells the church, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. We are to honor the king. In other words, honoring the governing authorities when it's proper to do so. Underscore the words, when it's proper to do so. This is something that's taught by the Apostle Paul in Romans 13. The woman's ancestors committed treason and thus dishonored the king of Spain. And be mindful, her ancestors are from Spain. So this violation of scriptural principle opened the way for demons to invade her bloodline. They took advantage of the spiritual legal right, entered the ancestors, and were causing a host of physical, emotional, spiritual problems within her family. Along with Jezebel was the spirit of death. Now, he was stronger than Jezebel. He spoke out of her. Her ancestors dishonored the king, the demons informed me. That's exactly how Jezebel got in. We punish her, lie to her, and make her worthless. And my friends, they were punishing her in so many ways, with pain, sicknesses, even cancer. They were wanting to kill her. Death was also working with Jezebel and witchcraft. The spirits of witchcraft servers and spoke to me. We have bewitched her. We have blinded her eyes, the demons boasted. We've been within her ancestors for more than seven generations, and they were witches. That's sad. For hundreds of years, the demons were passed on because of the participation of her ancestors in the occult from one generation to the next, and no one stopped them. No one stopped them. No one did. But by God's grace, we intervened, and we did stop it. We stopped the spirits of witchcraft, death, Jezebel, Lucifer, and a host of other demons that day in this private session. We stopped them in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. We have power, my friends, to stop the demonic, to stop the evil, to stop the wicked. We just have to tap into the power of Jesus Christ. We have authority. We have power. We can crush evil. And we can see people, as we crush evil, see people being released to go where? To ascend to God's heavenly home. The pinnacle, by the way, of the Christian faith and experience. And that's exactly what I want to talk about today on Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next few minutes or so exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural, my friends. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
You are listening to another thrilling edition of Deliverance with Jay Bartlett. These compelling podcasts are transformative,
astounding, and inspiring.
Lives are being encouraged, empowered, healed, restored, and liberated. Take a moment and support this global mission with a donation at jbartlettmissions.com. Visit the donate page
and consider giving a recurring monthly donation.
That's jbartlettmissions.com. Or call us at 877-483-5519. Thank you for your support to keep this worldwide mission alive. God has bestowed upon this global mission an extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms, where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have, perhaps, created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. Taste of His powers at jbartlettmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are for real. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com.
Back to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. Thank you for taking a few minutes to be with us as we speak on the subject of crushing evil and ascending to God's heavenly throne. Now in my hands, and by the way, it's a beautiful day here in Southern California. It was raining earlier. The sun is peeking out. Just gorgeous day. It's great to be back behind this microphone. And in my hands are three publications that I'd like to give to you. For a suggested donation of just $100, I'd like to give you these incredible, transformative publications. This one in my hand right now is titled Overcoming the Occult. Now, this is a 125-page manual, if you will, on how to overcome the occult. I actually confront more than 40 occult-rooted movements, phenomena, personalities, devices, and ideologies. I examine them. I expose them. I confront them and overcome them by the power of Jesus Christ, overcoming the occult. And this is volume one. I deal with everything from acupuncture to Halloween in this incredible publication. And for this suggested donation of just $100, I'll also include the mysteries, the publication titled The Mysteries of the Holy Communion, where I examine the sacredness of the body and the blood of Jesus in Holy Communion. This is one of the most popular publications I've ever produced, that I've written. And now, it's controversial in many ways, but I will promise you this, it'll be life-changing. You will look at Holy Communion in a whole different way, in a miraculous way, in a Jesus-honoring way. For I believe when you partake of the juice or the wine, and when you partake of the bread or the wafer, you're actually, upon consecration, you are actually partaking of the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. And that's God's will, by the way. And you see this being laid out before your eyes in this publication titled Mysteries of the Holy Communion, where I examine the sacredness of the body and the blood of Jesus in the Holy Communion from the Word of God and throughout church history. Now also in my hands today, one of my favorite books, titled Allow Me to Introduce You to the Defeated Devil. Now this is I believe this is a 200 and close to, I don't know, 230 pages or more. This book, Allow Me to Introduce You to the Defeated Devil, will provide an insightful introduction to Satan and his defeat through the cross of Jesus Christ. I share incredible stories, the times I've ministered in Haiti and seen mass numbers of individuals set free from evil spirits by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. Some of the subjects I deal with here some of the chapters are fascinating. And I would encourage you to get these publications. Allow Me to Introduce You to the Defeated Devil, Mysteries of the Holy Communion, and this incredible manual titled Overcoming the Occult, Volume 1, dealing with everything from acupuncture to Halloween. I'm confronting more than 40 occult-rooted movements, phenomena, personalities, devices, and ideologies in this fascinating publication. These three can be yours today for a suggested donation of $100. Now, how can you give the $100? Well, there's multiple ways. Go to J. Bartlett Missions. That's the simple way. Go to jbartlettmissions.com. Now, when you get to the homepage, and I'm going there myself, when you get to the homepage, you'll see on the top, it's kind of in the middle, header, it will say donate. Punch in donate. And then you'll see one click to donate. Just give a suggested donation of $100. And be sure to email me, contact me, and so we can get your address so we can get these incredible publications, these three publications, Overcoming the Occult, Mysteries of the Holy Communion, and Allow Me to Introduce You to the Defeated Devil to you today. Now, you can give by texting. Just simply go to jbartlettmissions.com to the donate page, and you'll find the information. To receive gifts via text, all donors need to send is a text message with the dollar amount. Just punch in $10 or $20. In this case, punch in $100. That's our suggested donation to our reserved and secured phone line numbers, which is 949-799-1016. That's 949-799-1016. If this is your first time giving this way, you'll have to fill out a short form with your billing info. After the initial setup, giving is simply just easy as sending a text message to someone. That's 949-799-1016. That's 949-799-1016. And request this special. This is for the entire month of March. I'll be offering Allow Me to Introduce You to the Defeated Devil, Mysteries of the Holy Communion, and Overcoming the Occult. Be sure to email me and let me know how best way to get these books into your hands. We're wanting to equip the church. We're wanting to build up the body of Christ. We are wanting to see warriors stand up for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friends, I would encourage you to get equipped. The days are becoming increasingly darker. And as a result, the light of Jesus Christ will shine so much more brighter. We will win, my friends. We will win with Jesus Christ. I'll be right back after this brief intermission.
God has bestowed upon this global mission an extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms, where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have, perhaps, created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. Taste of His powers at jbartlettmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are for real. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com. You are listening to another thrilling edition of Deliverance with Jay Bartlett. These compelling podcasts are transformative,
astounding, and inspiring.
Lives are being encouraged, empowered, healed, restored, and liberated. Take a moment and support this global mission with a donation at jbartlettmissions.com. Visit the donate page
and consider giving a recurring monthly donation.
That's jbartlettmissions.com. Or call us at 877-483-5519. Thank you for your support to keep this worldwide mission alive.
Welcome back to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. We're speaking about crushing evil and allowing people to be set free so they could be released to enter into God's heavenly places, His heavenly home, His glorious throne room. Now, I was sharing with you just earlier in a podcast about this family I was ministering to. I was ministering to this man's wife and demons, Jezebel. Death was surfacing. A host of other demons. Right, they were punishing her in so many ways. They were bringing sicknesses, pains, and even cancer. My friends, they were wanting to kill her. And that's what demons want to do. They want to kill you too. Don't think for a moment they're benevolent beings, that they're wanting to be kind to you and help you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That is a lie. They're wanting to slay you, to murder you, to torture you, to destroy you, to kill you, to give you sicknesses, and even cancer. Now, in her case, death was working with Jezebel and witchcraft and the spiritual witchcraft service that spoke to me and boasted how they bewitched her and blinded her. Many of you listening to the podcast have been blinded by evil spirits. You're bewitched. You're entering into false connections and relationships and marriages that were not ordained by God, rather set up by the enemy. Now, you can be set free. And in this case, this woman was set free. But the spirits were boasting how they've been within the ancestors for more than seven generations. And many of you have ancestral bloodline curses that never been resolved. And these demons have just passed on from one generation to the next, causing great harm, pain. I mean, it's sad. For hundreds of years, the demons were passed on because of the participation of her ancestors in the occult. That's one reason I've been writing. All these books, these publications, and that's why I have this incredible book in my hand, Overcoming the Occult, where I deal everything from acupuncture to Halloween. Over 40 occult-rooted movements, phenomena, personalities, devices, and ideologies examined, exposed, and defeated, and crushed. And I would encourage you to get the Overcoming the Occult, Mysteries of the Holy Communion, and allow me to introduce you to the defeated devil today. You get for a suggested donation of $100, you get all three books. Many, many hundreds of pages of materials that will open your eyes, that will inspire you, that will equip you, that will train you to overcome the occult so you could be set free from the powers of witchcraft. Now, it was interesting in this dealing with this woman. They boast how they just passed from one generation to the next. No one stopped them. And they also confessed to something very nefarious, sickening. We used a woman when she was only a child in preschool, the demons voiced to me. This woman kidnapped her and took her to a Satanist to abuse her. My friends, I've encountered hundreds, if not thousands, of such cases. Doesn't surprise me. That's why it's so imperative that everyone stays vigilant and on guard. That's why I produce these materials, because I want people to be aware. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. I'm trying to give you knowledge, information, so you may be able to maintain a stance of vigilance and be on guard. Our enemy is devious, my friends, ever looking for ways to attack us, God's people, especially children. That's why we must protect our kids. I'm constantly vigilant with my four children, praying for the blood of Jesus Christ to cover them. You know, the last group of demonic spirits I battled was named Lucifer. He had been there for seven generations, and he was a strong man. He told me it was easy to get into her bloodlines, the Lucifer spirits gleefully explained to me. None of her ancestors were born again, so we invaded. Well, that begs the question, what about you, my friend? Are you born again? This podcast is distributed and disseminated in numerous stations around the world. And perhaps you have found this podcast and you have not been born again. Well, if you've not been born again, you're easily prey to the demonic. You have nothing to cover you, nothing to stop them. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him." Jesus wants to come in and live inside of you, change you, transform you, give you a new life. Are you interested? Are you interested in this new life with Jesus Christ, the one who loves you, who shed his blood, died on the cross, who rose again from the grave, who's very much alive, my friends? He's very much alive, and he wants to come and live inside of you. You must repent, renouncing the devil, and giving your life to Jesus Christ, surrendering to him. Just simply pray with me. Just say, "Lord Jesus," cry out right now, "Lord Jesus, please forgive me. Cleanse me from my wickedness, from my sins. Come into my life. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with your love, your joy, your strength. I promise to serve you and to love you and to worship you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name." In Jesus' name. Now, if you pray that simple prayer, email me. Contact me at jbartlettmissions.com so we can help you. 877-483-5519. Now, obviously, without salvation, you're wide open for demonic attack. That's one reason why evangelism is so very important. We need to get precious individuals under the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ. So at the very least, one spirit nature, which has been raised to the heavenly realms, as we see in Ephesians 2:6, thereby untouchable to the powers of darkness. Well, on that day, the demons fought me, but the cross, the fire of God, the blood of Jesus, and the assistance of the holy angels were too much for the demonic, and they confessed to their defeat. They were expelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and entered into the abyss. And this woman was wonderfully set free. She even testified of feeling no more pain, decades of various kinds of pains gone in Jesus' name. But the highlight of this personal meeting, as in any ministry of event that I hold, the highlight, the pinnacle, was a time when I was able to guide her into God's glorious, loving arms, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. She was caught up into the third heaven and met the Savior, met the Heavenly Father, Abba, and met the Holy Spirit. I'm so looking forward to sharing more of these kind of heavenly encounters with you in the days and the weeks and the months and the years to come. I mean, this woman was in awe and wonderment as she explored the glorious realms of the Godhead, God's third heaven. Now, how did that happen? Well, we had to crush evil. We had to crush evil. Crushing evil is very important, so you may be able to ascend to God's heavenly throne. And the past few days here in Southern California, we're crushing evil, and individuals are ascending to God's heavenly throne. This throne is very much there. It's real. And we see this throughout the words, throughout the pages of Scripture. For example, in 2 Chronicles 18, Micaiah, servant of the Lord. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord in 2 Chronicles 18:18. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and his left. That's the height of power and authority. That's the height of love, of peace, of his presence, his throne. And we have this incredible privilege, high honor, to see in thousands upon thousands upon thousands in all these years of ministry ascending to God's heavenly throne. As we're crushing the evil, souls are being released and ascending to God's throne. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against that evil that's preventing you from having an encounter with the living God. By the power of the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ, those who are listening to this podcast right now, who are hearing my voice, I'm here to tell you, in the name of Jesus, be released now. Be loosened. We're crushing the evil by the power of the blood of Jesus. Evil, get out of the way. Come out of that man, that woman, that child. Come out of that man, that woman, and child. And I loosen you, especially your broken. I speak to the brokenness, to that little child, that little inner girl, that little child that's containing all the hurt, the pain, the suffering, the bad memories, the hurt, the darkness. Little child, it's time. It's time to be healed. God loves you. Abba's waiting for you. Go. Go now. Ascend to God's heavenly throne and experience his love, his peace, his presence. And let that little child stay there right now, in the presence of our living God. My friends, it's been an extraordinary podcast. We have so many more. I'll be back with you very soon. I bless each and every one of you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen.
This has been a production of the Good News Podcasting Network, based in sunny Southern California. Feel free to contact for more information on the Deliverance Podcast at jbartlettmissions.com or call us at 877-483-5519.